This is the Entrepology Podcast, the podcast where we optimize the bodies, brains, and lifestyles of entrepreneurs, go-getters, and world-changing innovators.
It is the day after Christmas. It is a month of holidays and celebration. For any of you who are listening right now, you've probably found some way to sneak away from family, or you're having a quiet day of work. But either way, I am totally grateful that you are choosing to spend a bit of time with me. The focus of today's solo episode is to explore some new ideas moving into the new year, and I'm excited to go there with you. I'm your host, Dr. Megan Walker. As a naturopathic doctor and anthropologist, I optimize the health and performance of badass women working to change the world as entrepreneurs and go-getters. You know, people exactly like you. Your business, body, balance, and inner badass, these are the themes we are exploring. Welcome to the Entrepology Podcast. Every year I pick a word. I pick a word that is going to summarize my intention for the following year. And my birthday falls just into the new year on January 11th. So I actually use my birthday as my new year starting point. And in the past, I've picked words that have supported ongoing growth. In fact, 2018, my word was growth. And as I look back and I reflect on this year, I realized we created so many new initiatives that are about growing, not just now, but into the future. We truly were able to live up to the intention that I set for 2018. So this really created a moment of pause for me as I wanted to have some really concerted consideration around where I set my intentions moving into this new year. And I could pick a word that is about moving along that ongoing path, and I kind of have, but I've made it even slightly less tangible than something like growth. And the word that I've selected is something that I've been talking about a fair bit lately on Instagram and in a few other different places, and that is the concept of momentum. And momentum is something that I find incredibly powerful and important, both when we're talking about how we address someone's health, as well as how we address their business. And I've realized in my own world that when I have momentum, that's when I can, in fact, drive the growth. That's when, in fact, I go to the gym and I eat healthy foods and I make positive decisions. But it's when, in fact, I lose momentum, either in my business life or my private life or with my kids or with my family. It doesn't matter. When I lose momentum, that's when it is harder to get back on track. Those fundamental laws of physics seem to apply in both a psychological space and in a physical space. And I thought momentum was a really important thing to talk about. First and foremost, as momentum pertains to your life, I think it's really important to understand that momentum itself is your responsibility. We get into these habits in our own world where we kind of outsource responsibility for a variety of things. We set ourselves up so that we're able to blame other people when things don't necessarily go right. In fact, I saw something recently and it said there are two kinds of people, those who attack the world head on and those who create circumstances so that they always have an out. And I thought, what an interesting context and comment when I'm thinking about momentum as I move and transition into 2019. And the idea that momentum is your responsibility means that even if things aren't working out, the excuses and the things that we throw the table and the reasons that we give for things not manifesting the way we want, it requires that we own them in an extreme sort of way. And more than eating is your responsibility or your job is your responsibility, the thing that fuels those types of habits or performance as it pertains to work or your mission is this concept of momentum. And so I sat down and I went, okay, I want momentum to be my word this year. It means that I need to make decisions in my own life, usually big decisions, to ensure that I have it. We put some really strong growth pieces in here. We had this amazing conference called Impact Lives that took place in the fall. In my practice, I brought on two incredible colleagues and associates as naturopathic doctors who can help to take on some of the flow of patients that we have coming into our practice. And so there was really tremendous the momentum that was taking place with respect to my business life and my personal life. And I really, I took a moment to pause and appreciate two things. What do I need to do moving into this new year to accelerate that momentum and to ensure that it has a clear path moving forward? What do I need to do? And at the same time, I also stopped and pondered, what do I need to take away? And often it's those two things that I need to be balanced in concert. And so I'm going to take you through the list of things that I have made a decision to address in my business and in my life in an attempt to maximize my momentum this year. But I also want to draw you to the three really powerful questions that I have been asking in my practice of my patients over the last month. And I used to always ask, what are your goals for the following year? And we tie those to what's happening with respect to health. But now what I've been asking people is, how do we maintain, or how do we initiate, or how do we drive momentum in your life? And for a lot of people, they give me this blank stare, the same way they give me a blank stare when I ask my new patients, what's your purpose? And they're like, really? Like your purpose? Or like my purpose here today? And I'm like, oh, no. What is your life purpose? I mean these things in a really big and impactful manner because I work with impactful people. And I work with people not just about addressing their physical health, but tapping into their physical health as a fuel for leveraging their unique abilities to do incredible things in the world. And if that doesn't resonate with you, that's totally fine. I'm probably not the right ND for you, and our practice is probably not the right place for you. But I tend to attract and work with people who are on a really strong mission in life. And for you to be able to invoke your mission, you need to understand your unique abilities. And when you start to take action and those things start to click, we have to, at all costs, maintain your momentum. And it's your responsibility to do that. So some of the ways that I have found really helpful for myself in terms of teasing out the key action items that I need to look at in order to maintain momentum have really come down to answering two fundamental questions. And so I've started to ask my patients these questions, especially as we approach the end of the year. And the first question I ask them is, what activities do you do in your life, or what skills do you possess that you get to use that absolutely fuel your soul? Is it speaking on stage, or is it baking, or is it sitting down with someone one-on-one and connecting with them? What like truly gets in there and stimulates your soul, where you go, oh, there's such alignment here. I loved what I just did. Because when you find that, and when you do those activities, and they can be anything, that can be from like volunteering in a class. I had someone this week in my office, she's like, I love to make jewelry with gemstones. And she just, you could see she was just so animated. This was truly something that was stirring to her. And so my question to all of you is, what truly stirs you? And there's no shame in your answer. Your answer is totally right for you. And I know for a lot of people, I ask that question, they look at me, they're like, I have no idea. And that's partly what's going to drive your momentum in 2019, is the exploration of that idea. But I believe we all have the right to know what stirs our soul. And then it is our responsibility to go after it, to curate more of it in our lives. If playing, like just pure play, is something that gets you excited, then you should do more of it. If skiing is something that's exciting to you, you should do more of it. If drawing or singing or whatever it happens to be is what you love, how do we put more of it into 2019? Because more of what you love, more of what stirs your soul, is going to fuel momentum. It's like pushing that rock, or creating a steeper slope for that rock to roll down. That's what happens when you add things that stir your soul. But conversely, we need to address the things that suck the life force from you. And the thing is, and this is a really important point, there can be things that suck the life force out of you that you're really good at. There can be things that suck the life force out of you that are critical to your income or are critical to how your family runs. But the first step is throwing those things that are sucking the life force out of you on the table. I had someone this week, and the thing that was sucking the life force out of this person was he felt really strongly that he had a severe mold issue in his home. And he was like, I denied it for a long time, but now I need to address it. And so that is going to be one of the soul sucking, very tangible and physical things that he is going to confront head on this year. For some people, soul sucking is cleaning their house. For other people, I had someone, they were an accountant, and they're like, I don't like my work, right? What they loved to do was something creative, and what they did every day was soul sucking. And so I didn't say you should quit your job, but I said, let's look at how we can create more of the things that you love to do and less of the things that you don't. And so those two questions, when we start to look at them, what things do we need to address or ideally remove from your world? And what things do we need to add to your world? This is the secret sauce of how we gain and earn more momentum in our life. There are other critical elements that drive momentum, and I'm going to talk about what those are as I go through the list of things that I've chosen to make a priority for myself as I move into 2019, as I set my intention around this concept of momentum, because there are going to be psychological things and barriers that I need to get out of the way. And there's also physical things that I need to be able to do to drive momentum. So I'm going to take you through my list of things in the hopes that perhaps it inspires your own list of things that you can do to drive momentum. And I'd love to keep this conversation going both on our Facebook page and through Instagram. I'm going to be posting some things about momentum as this episode comes out so that we can really start to tap into this concept. It's going to be one of the things that we look at as we transition right into the new year. And I know that today this episode is coming out on December 26th. So I suspect that where you are hearing this, if you are hearing this, is probably somewhere that's momentum-ish, like the gym or on a walk, because it's the day after Christmas. And for a lot of people, they're with family or they're in a different place, or this is maybe a time to just step out and listen to a quick podcast or just step away. So let's think about even this downtime as a really important time to be able to drive momentum in your own life. It's so important that we experience these episodes of radical and deep restoration, which can happen from family and being away from work and being away from our primary routine. It's a really great time to start to reflect on the concept of momentum. So I want to take you through my list. I came up with a list of 9 things, and you can see this. This is on my Instagram account. So my Instagram handle is Dr. Megan Walker, and the post is pink. And the pink post, which came out in December, asks the question, what do you need to change to have more momentum in your life? So here are the things that I needed to look at changing for myself to be able to capitalize on the momentum that we had coming out of 2019 and to really fuel my soul moving into this year. The first one is I'm cutting down the number of hours in which I see patients personally. So for my own current patients, this is going to free up a little bit of time, but I'm going to limit for the next few months how many new patients I can take on, because so much work goes into onboarding and working with new patients and analyzing their cases. And I realized that although I love that work, it was also something that was really slowing down my week, and it was creeping into all of the other areas. And so while we had so much momentum in other areas, and while it was difficult for some of my existing patients to get into my schedule, I thought this as a really great opportunity to be able to step down from seeing new patients for a period of time and still meet with new people coming into our practice, but pass them over to our two new incredible associates, Dr. K and Dr. Davis. So that's one of the things that I'm going to be doing moving into the new year. And I'm actually really excited about it. I'm really excited to start to create more space for some of the things that we have in motion, which includes ensuring that I have the space for the people who are already seeing me as their naturopathic doctor. So that was a really big one for me. But I also know, and I talk to entrepreneurs about this all the time, when you really want to drive momentum in your business, it usually means cutting down the amount of time that you dedicate to your primary operational task. And in this case, one of those things for me was seeing patients. The second thing, and this is actually, I think, even harder than cutting down my hours in the office and in the clinic, is actually going to bed early. And I have really strong intentions around going to bed early, but I'm really effective at night. And so I find this an ongoing struggle. And I also find the nighttime finally a quiet time where I want to relax. But when I go to bed early and I get up early and I work out, I'm 10 times more productive the next day. I'm a happier person for my family. I'm way more effective. And when I look at momentum as being a priority for me, I realize that going to bed earlier is one of the things that I absolutely have to do. So my goal moving into 2019 is that I am lights out by 11 o'clock at night. And that might sound late to you guys, but I really could stay up actually much later than that beforehand. So that's my goal. And ideally, I'd like to be in bed each night by about 10:30, 10:15, so that I can read and just relax and come down before going to sleep. The third thing that I'm looking to do in my schedule is rearrange my schedule so that not only am I seeing patients in a more strategic manner, but the same thing with respect to meetings and other things that get in the way. So whether it's a Zoom call or it's a lunch or any of those pieces, I recognize that this is a year where I need to really double down on the creation of content. I need to make sure that I'm thinking strategically with respect to my business. And so I have blocked 2 full days per week where nothing can get booked with me. And on those 2 full days per week, those are days where I can go into my office and I can sit down and I can just work on driving things forward in my business. I'm not distracted by busy work, because busy work is not my life's work. And I knew to really move things forward and spend time with my family. My weekends are not a time where I do work. I really needed to be able to create space to do that. And so I've identified 2 days per week. I'm not going to tell you what days those are, where no one can find me, where I really get to move my business forward. Number four is that I have provided my team with more responsibility. And this is often hard for entrepreneurs and for us in general who, you know, have built our own businesses, especially from the ground up. We kind of feel like we want to have our tentacles in everything. But one of the things that I knew was going to be really important for me to be able to grow was to be able to leverage my team effectively. And so giving them more responsibility and ownership over elements of what's happening in my business has been something that I've been excited to do, nervous to do at the same time, but recognize as critical. And what that enables me to do is it enables me to work in my zone of unique ability and my zone of genius and the things that I'm really good at. It frees up time for me to be able to do that. And two things happen then. When I do the stuff that I'm really good at, that's what drives my business forward the fastest. And at the same time, it's kind of like eating healthy food. It displaces other things. When I focus on doing the things that I am particularly talented at doing, and we all have our own unique talents, it means I'm spending less time doing the things that suck the soul out of me. And there's people on my team who love doing some of the things that I don't love to do, and vice versa. And so that's one of the things that's so critical in applying leadership to the development of your team, is recognizing what are you good at? What are your unique abilities? How do you start to grow and leverage those? And how do you recognize and leverage the new unique abilities of your team so your entire operation moves forward at a faster rate? I used to feel like I had to do all of those things to feel like I had actually done them. I know that sounds so ridiculous, but what I mean by that is I felt like if I didn't do all the things in my business, it was like I hadn't done any of those things in my business. And what I'm starting to realize now is that growth and impact, it's really important that we have strategic delegation. And so that's one of the things that I've really focused on doing, moving at the end of 2018 into 2019, is really leveraging the skills of my team, because they're all super awesome. And that's one of the most critical things at being able to move our business forward. There are also things on my own health side that I really wanted to make sure that I looked at. And I do these things, but I sometimes get out of flow with them. And there's a few that I know are really critical in terms of ensuring that my head is in the right spot moving forward. And there's three in sort of rapid succession that don't necessarily require this huge explanation, but the first is exercise. I want to exercise even more and with greater intensity than I had been doing. I have a big birthday coming up in the next year, and I was like, I want to hit that 40 mark, and I want to be super excited. I want to be the strongest, the most flexible I have ever been. I want to have total control and ownership over my own body from a place of strength. And so exercising more consistently is something that I've committed to over the next year as I drive that momentum. The next one is cleaning my space. And I'm already a little bit of a neat freak, but we've moved a lot this year during a renovation. I think we moved with our three kids 6 times. It's been a bit nuts. Those things alone will interrupt momentum. But one of the things as we've moved back into our home is we've gotten rid of a lot of stuff. And I've really focused on putting everything away and having a real concerted place where things go. And when my space is clean, my mind is clean. And that's one of those things that enables me to just drive my projects forward. That's important to me. The next one is hydration. And water is super powerful. And I'm going to do a solo episode just on hydration. But hydration is so critical to being able to not just move toxicity and lubricate your system as a whole, but it really is what enables metabolic activities to be to drive through your system. And we can't access those energy pathways in our cell if we're not sufficiently hydrated. So hydration is another critical piece moving forward that we need to look at and that I need to make sure that I address and I'm mindful of as I support my intention of momentum moving into this year. The next one is one that I'll talk a little bit more this year when we finally get our house done, but that is an intentional desire to increase the amount of play. When we did our renovation, we included some pieces in our home that are meant to be symbolic and remind us and actually enable us to literally play more within our own physical space. Because I think as adults, we sometimes lose this ability. And I asked a few weeks ago what people like to do for play. And people had some really great things that they are doing, but they're still like adult versions of playing. It's like walking through a forest or playing in an apple orchard. And all of these things are awesome and lovely and relaxing. But I'm like, what do you like play? Like water gun play, like run around with frivolity type play. I think there's a real benefit to being able to do that as an adult and to have this sort of reckless abandon. And so it's one of those things that I want to incorporate more this year is really consciously incorporating play into my life. And the last thing to be able to move into a place of increased momentum that I'm focusing on for this year is the idea of saying no with grace, but without apology. And it's one thing to start to say no more in your life. And I think we all recognize that it's important to say no to things and have boundaries with respect to our time and also our energy. But we often apologize when we do it, especially us up here in Canada. We say sorry when we walk out of our house in the morning, let alone when we actually say no to people. But one of the things that I really want to make sure that I'm doing this year is that I am really consciously taking on the things that fuel our mission and that fuel our soul and very respectfully declining opportunities that are not in alignment with where we are going. And I feel like I'm at a place of privilege to be able to do that. And maybe I'm a little bit late to the game with respect to saying no to some things and really understanding the difference between obligation and duty to do things that aren't necessarily right for me, and also having, I think in some cases, the self-esteem to be able to thank someone for that chance that they are providing, but to also decline it. So those are the things that I'm focusing on for this year. I've got 9 key things that I'm putting in place to help support my momentum moving into 2019. But I would love to hear what you guys are putting in place to help support your momentum this year. And frankly, if you're like, momentum's not my word, but I kind of like that, but you have some really cool things that you do that help drive momentum in your life, I'd love for you to share that as well. So we're going to have this conversation going on in Instagram. We're going to have this conversation going on Facebook. And if you are still hanging out with your family, why don't you bring this conversation to the table and see what your family can do to drive more momentum in their life this year. So I hope all of you who are celebrating Christmas and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa is just about to start. Like I hope everyone's just celebrating for some reason somewhere right now, because celebration is also a really great way of igniting and fueling momentum. And like always, if you have found this to be useful or helpful or interesting, I would love it if you would subscribe to the Entrepology Podcast and leave us a review on iTunes. It's always so appreciated when you guys do that. I want to wish all of you the best moving into this new year. I'm excited to hear what your intentions are moving into 2019. And like always, thank you so much for hanging out with me here over on the Entrepology Podcast.
If you enjoyed our conversation and would like to hear more, head on over to Stitcher or iTunes and subscribe to the Entrepology Podcast. We would also really appreciate a quick review. When people have their health, they can change the world. Let us keep you healthy and you go change the world.